walked by and said no.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Yo, what's up, kid?
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got to get to it. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Amazing Bud products all over the place. Seltzers, the original OG, Budweiser, Bud Light. They got it all, man. So when you're ready for the weekend, they're covered. You're covered.
Because the weekend is coming, man.
It's right here.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to it, man. Pro football. Just got a bunch of stories here for you. Get that Roethlisberger clip ready.
If my internet cooperates right
we'll
now.
We'll start it now, and by the time we get to it, it should be ready.
It should be good to go. All right.
Two head coaching jobs were filled in the NFL yesterday. The Chicago Bears decided on Indianapolis Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. I think I got that right. Matt Eberflus. He got some weird names for head coaches, you know? Matt Eberflus as their new head coach. I'm going to be honest with you. Don't know anything about the guy.
Yeah.
I'm probably here going to do some more research and see who Matt Eberflus really is. If he's going to bring any. Here's what you do. All right, before I go any further into the story. And I said this a couple years ago, too. You hire Mike Ditka back. Just give him as much money as he needs. You bring him back for a year or two. He kind of flip-flops the program, and he's out again.
Yeah.
But come on. We need Ditka just for a little bit.
Ditka?
Yeah. Imagine that. He's over there the sideline chewing gum. Everybody's all happy. Nobody's been happy with a head coach since Ditka, right?
That's true.
I don't know. Matt Eberflus, the new head coach. While Denver Broncos hired Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett.
That was a big move, man.
It's a big move, and we'll get to that because Hackett hire is creating a lot of buzz around the league, as many think the Broncos may be trying to get Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers because they hired the coordinator, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
There's always kind of been talk if Aaron left, where would Aaron go? And they always put him in the orange jersey. Seems like Denver Broncos is always the team that's brought up. So,
hey, Manning did the same thing, man.
Hey, you know, maybe Denver's that team. It's like, hey, we're just going to take all like the greats. We'll set them off into the sunset with the Super Bowl.
One last run.
You know, what do you think about that? I mean, you're a Rodgers fan.
At this point, I'm trying not to think about it. I'm trying not to think about what's going to happen. Otherwise, it'll drive me bananas until...
How've your nights been in bed trying to sleep?
Horrible. Right. They've been awful. All right. a lot of cold sweats and everything. No, it's been terrible. It's been terrible. But
I still think he's going to the Lions.
He could. I mean,
he's like, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. I'm going to the Lions. What?
We've been rebuilding since their formation in the 40s. That's what it is.
Hey, but you're probably pretty strong by now. All right, more pro football. If you're a friend or a Kansas City Chiefs fan or a fan of anywhere in Missouri like that, there's a new house on the market in Joplin, Missouri, just for you. The five-bedroom house is listed at $275,000. I want to keep that one. Mm-hmm. And there's a Chiefs arrowhead and lettering on the driveway. It's pretty cool. Living room features cardinal red tartan carpeting. Red and yellow tiles with Chiefs logo lining the floors all the way to the kitchen. One of the bathrooms features a Chiefs mascot, Casey Wolf, on the shower door. It's a pretty cool house.
How much is it?
$275,000.
Yeah, that ain't too bad. No, that's a lot. See, but right now everyone's riding high on the Chiefs doing well. But, I mean, if they start sucking again, then you got this house that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure as long as they got Mahomes, which they have him locked in for a while, you're going to be all right.
Anything can happen, man. That's all I'm saying.
Would you line, do you have any Green Bay, is everything in your house Green Bay or what?
No. I got a couple little things down in my workshop area, you know, little thing. But no, Kiki would never let me put like a Green Bay Packer.
Green Bay everything.
Yeah, everything, no.
And you know what? Just kind of keep it simple, right? We get it. You like your team, you know. But every wall in your house doesn't need to be lined with your favorite.
Yeah. You don't need a, you don't need green and gold wallpaper and, you know.
Right. Jesus. All right, you got that clip ready? Because I have the Ben Roethlisberger story. Biggest story in sports right now.
It's as ready as it can be, buddy. So let's see what we got. Do you want me to play it right now?
I can do a little story first, and then we'll get to that. You want to?
I mean, it kind of tells the story, I'm thinking.
All right, throw the clip. Throw the damn clip.
Dear God. Hold on. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Oh, my God.
Now it's not playing. Hold on. Wait. Here we go. Here we go.
Dude, you're ruining my sports report. I don't do this to you in your rock, dude. Hang on, bro. I got a rock clip.
It won't play. My internet won't play. You just do your thing. Maybe
my computer actually works. All right, anyway, Ben Roethlisberger, NFL career, it's all over.
Done.
Long time. Yeah, wrong time. Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback announced his retirement in a video message. Roethlisberger said it was time to clean out my locker, hang up my cleats. Sad.
End of an era, you know. He's had some ups and downs in his career.
18 seasons.
Yep.
Two Super Bowls, countless team records, and a likely spot in the Hall of Fame. 39-year-old. Man, he's 39. Roethlisberger called his journey from a kid growing up in Northwestern Ohio to the 11th overall pick in the 2004 draft. So you're a week graduated, bro.
I'm pretty sure he's the youngest quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Wow.
I think so, because he went his first year as a rookie.
I was listening to the, I always reference the show, but they're always, you know, it's a sports show. Dan Patrick show, and they're talking about Roethlisberger and his retirement, and just kind of the Roethlisberger, like, growing up. Like, he didn't really, like, work out, like religiously. He didn't really, like, have a really good diet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody knew it and saw it, but he was just that good.
Yeah.
You know, he was just naturally that talented and that big and could just do things.
Just huck that ball.
Get it done, you know?
Yeah. Like I said, he had a great start, and then obviously some personal problems that came in, some stuff off the field that, didn't he get benched for a season or two?
I think so, yeah. Something. You're putting time out.
You go sit on the bench.
He crashed his motorcycle.
Something like, yeah.
There
yeah.
was some other stuff with, like, wasn't it like partying or like, I don't know. I don't want to say things that I don't even really know about. But anyway, Ben Roethlisberger, tires at 39. Hey, man, it's been a hell of a journey. It's been fun watching you.
Well,
Big Ben, off into the sunset.
We talked about this the other day, you know, and we are on the precipice of possibly, you know, getting in that new era, ushering out one era of football and bringing in the new one.
Hey,
you got
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, pretty much the only ones left.
We've seen Rivers leave. We've seen Manning.
Drew Brees. Big one there.
And now possibly Brady.
It's like Roethlisberger's Peyton Manning. That was a while ago, but.
Yeah. I mean, but still not that long ago. All these quarterbacks that we've watched over the last 15-odd years and plus.
Phenomenal Eli Manning.
Yes. Yep. Clapped him off. He was so good they clapped him off. Like, hey, we're going to see you, buddy. But now you have the next generation. You got Mahomes. You got Allen. You got Burrow. You got who's the other cat? Mayfield. Derek Carr's a little bit older, but, you know.
Mayfield? Who are you talking about, Mayfield? What's that all about?
Baker.
No. No,
oh,
Baker,
he's not
Baker,
in there. Oh, he's not in
that category. You got to be good. Remember that?
He's so hateful towards Baker.
He's not that good. All right. Anyway, off into the distance. Ben Roethlisberger. I got to move on here because there's important stuff going on this weekend.
Okay.
Predictions. Sunday's games. It's kind of sad that we don't get a Saturday game, but it's coming down to the nitty. So they're kind of putting them all in one Sunday here. AFC Championship Sunday. Who do you got? Bengals going to be in Kansas City playing the Chiefs. 3:00. Brock's predictions are.
Oh, you know, smart money is on the Chiefs, but dude, the Bengals look great.
Let's go, Bengals.
You know, obviously Kiki is a Chiefs fan, so I can't wholeheartedly say I'm rooting against the Chiefs, but as a sports fan. You got to call a spade. And the Bengals look really good.
Dude, Joe Burrow's no joke. Look out. Joe Burrow's coming for you.
Yeah.
3:00. That's a 3:00 game. So I'm taking the Bengals. That was my Super Bowl prediction. And you know what? Dude, Macaulay Culkin dropping back into the pocket.
Dangerous. Here's what I'm going to say. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a game that a lot of people don't expect to be the way it is, but I think the Chiefs are going to edge him out at the end. I think that's what's going to happen.
Right. All right, next game, 6:30. 49ers going to be in Los Angeles playing the Rams.
The Rams.
The NFC Championship.
The Rams. I can't, because if Jimmy gon' get you Garoppolo, can
hashtag
literally.
Hashtag Jimmy gon' get you.
If Jimmy Garoppolo can be on the winning side after throwing no touchdowns and two interceptions in the offseason, then maybe the 49ers got to figure it out. I don't know how. I don't know how the 49ers can be in the NFC Championship game when Jimmy gon' get you Garoppolo has literally thrown no touchdowns this entire offseason or postseason and two interceptions. Their defense is insane. Their defense is absolutely insane. They got a solid special teams. So who knows at this point? I hope the Rams do it.
Right there on the back of his jersey. If you really squint, it looks like Garoppolo.
Yeah.
Says hashtag gonna get you.
Jimmy gonna get you Garoppolo.
Watch out.
I'm pulling for the Rams, all right? I don't like Aaron Donald. I don't like him. I think he's a cheap player. Yeah. He's the only one I don't want to see get a ring just because I don't like the way he plays. Mm-hmm. But the Rams look good. And, dude, think about this. Think about what possibly could take place. A guy who literally didn't make it to the playoffs while being in a decade in Detroit now has a chance to go to the Super Bowl and possibly get his first Super Bowl ring.
But Tom Brady sent his backup. Jimmy gonna get you.
Jimmy gonna get you.
He's scary.
Jimmy gonna get you.
All right, so, yes, I actually really do want the Rams to win because I love Stafford. I think he's great, man. I think he really deserves this. But my sarcastic self, sarcastic side of me says, Jimmy gonna get you.
And there's no denying the 49ers defense is a daunting defense to take on. Oh, my God, are they tough. So we'll see. We'll see.
Not to mention that quarterback that drops back.
Just saying. Damn you. I hate you so much.
Hashtag. That's how I'm going to end the sports. Hashtag. Jimmy going to get you this weekend.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock one.
Here we go.
Yahoo. Good morning.
It's kind of a morning. It's Friday, man.
7:26. Rock Hunter. All right. We got a lot to get to in sports, and of course we're running behind because we're talking way too long about Legos.
We're gonna transform into a green pipe and get the sports.
All right, let's do it. It's time for sports. That was good. That was okay.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're ready for a big weekend of football, you're stocked up because you are ready.
Hey, put some kerosene in that old dusty computer of yours and get that clip ready for Roethlisberger.
I'm ready to go. You know what?
If it's anything like last hour, I'm going to be mad.
You
ruined my sports last hour. So shut up.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm the problem in sports, not
you. Are.
Six years and I'm the problem. Okay, I see how it is. Yeah.
If you're a head coach in the NFL, you'd be fired, just like some of these guys. The two head coaching jobs, two of them were filled in the NFL yesterday. Chicago Bears decided on Indianapolis Colts defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus. Eberflus. Eberflus as their new head coach. That's always a weird name. They should have hired Ditka. I said that last hour.
Ditka.
Could you imagine just 1 year? Get Ditka back. Chew some gum on the sidelines, straighten out the program.
It's a different ball game, though. I don't know if he would do as well.
Oh, shut up, dude. It's Mike Ditka.
Ditka. Polish sausage.
Exactly.
The Bears.
Well, the Denver Broncos hired Green Bay Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. The Hackett hire has created a lot of buzz around the league, as many think Broncos may be trying to get Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers to get him to come over there to... It's a good old Denver.
Nah, not going to happen.
Do you imagine? Here's the thing. Peyton Manning did it. Seems to be all the greats go to Denver to get a Super Bowl and retire.
I mean,
the sunset.
It could happen. But
how pissed off would you be if Aaron Rodgers went to Denver Broncos, won a Super Bowl, and then retired?
I wouldn't be. Because here's
out of being at Green Bay all of those years.
Because I wouldn't be mad at Aaron. Put it that way. I've been mad at the organization for how they've wasted his career. Mm-hmm. They have wasted it. I mean, I'm not saying he hasn't had a great career, but that guy should have at least three Super Bowl rings, right?
Something like that.
I think that was it. The photo you sent me. Someone sent me a photo, And it was so well put together. And it's Aaron Rodgers, and he's like holding his hands up like it's from a game. And so he's holding his hand up, and then it shows on each finger, like, oh, where these Super Bowl rings could have. And it was like, oh, beat by the 49ers, Fitzgerald, like, and all these things, all these heartbreaking moments in the playoffs that caused that caused the demise of what could have been six Super Bowls, if you look at it, you know, terrible.
Anyway, Hackett. Like I said, creating buzz. He's the new hire over there. So more pro football. I got to move on. We got a lot to talk about this morning.
Yeah.
If you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, there's a new house on the market in Missouri just for you. It's all decked out. Basically, the whole house is decked out in cardinal red tartan carpeting, red and yellow tiles with Chiefs logos all over the floors. The driveway is lined with logos. It's just basically a big Chiefs house.
I'd understand
For $275,000.
If that was like across the street from Arrowhead, but that's stupid. That's dumb. I'm sorry. What are you doing?
It's a bit much. Okay. Here's the thing, guys. We get it. You got a team, whatever your favorite team is. But if every wall in your house has a logo on it from that, it's a little obsessive.
Yeah. It just, you know, just one room. Maybe like
it's a football team.
Man cave. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on. Roethlisberger, dude, Big Ben, sad. NFL career is over. The longtime Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback has announced his retirement. In a video message, Roethlisberger said, well, you got the clip. Let him say it.
Hold on, I don't have it pulled up yet.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? I said it in the beginning of sports to have it ready.
Why? Oh, here, I got it. I got it. There we go. Hold on.
With the 11th pick in the 2004 NFL draft, Pittsburgh Steelers select Ben Roethlisberger, quarterback, University of Miami.
I don't know how to put into words what the game of football has meant to me and what a blessing it has been. While I know with confidence I have given my all to the game, I am overwhelmed with gratitude for all it has given me. A boy from Findlay, Ohio with NFL dreams, developed in Oxford at Miami University. Blessed with the honor of 18 seasons as a Pittsburgh Steeler and a place to call home. The journey has been exhilarating, defined by relationships and fueled by a spirit of competition. Yet the time has come to clean out my locker, hang up my cleats, and continue to be all I can be to my wife and children. I retire from football, a truly grateful man.
Oh, that was sweet.
I'm sorry. You gotta have the guitar in the background.
Acoustic guitar.
What is this Dawson's Creek? And, hey, I'm not buzzing. I love Ben. Big Ben. What's
you know
up?
What? You were hemming and hawing about me playing the audio, and then I play the audio, and then you bitch about it.
I didn't know you were gonna have a guitar in the
background. It's your own damn fault. What is it? That's what you get. You know, I'm playing it
again.
What
is he gonna go fishing now?
Play it again.
NFL draft.
What is this? Like a Traceba commercial?
Making my way downtown, walking fast.
Anyway, hey, not busting on Ben at all, because, dude, Ben, hell of a career, man. Yep. It was fun watching you. 39 years old. Yep. Dude, thank you. Thank you for the 18 seasons of watching just greatness, man.
Get out of here, you bum. You're a bum. Get out of here. Beat it. All right, we got to go. So do you have your final predictions for this weekend?
Yeah, real quick. Bengals going to be in Kansas City playing the Chiefs, 3 o'clock. Who do you got?
Going to be a better game than I think people expect. I think people think the Chiefs are going to come in and wipe the Bengals away. Bengals. I don't think it's going to be that way. I think it's going to be a close game, but I'm going to give the edge to the Chiefs.
Yeah. Come on, Bengals. Yeah. I think your money bet is probably right, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Cincinnati's coming in hot.
Looking good.
Joe Burrow.
Looking good.
Joe McCalkin. Going to come in hot. Just saying. And then the night game, 6:30. The 49ers going to be in Los Angeles playing the Rams. Hashtag Jimmy going to get you.
Jimmy going to get you. Jimmy Garoppolo in the playoffs this year, 2022, has had no touchdowns and two interceptions. And somehow they're in the NFC Championship game. It's unbelievable. It's annoying. It's as a fan of this game, it's ridiculous that he is there once again, being carried by his team. I wish he would just break another leg and be done with it because I'm tired of seeing Garoppolo
in
there.
Tom Brady sending his backup to clean up the playoffs.
I think it's going to be the Rams. I think it's going to be a tough game because the 49ers defense is insane, but I think the Rams got this one. I think they do.
Just be careful. Jimmy going to get you. Just saying.
Jimmy going to get you.
Hashtag Jimmy going to get you this weekend. Psst. All right, that's – I don't know. Come on, Stafford. I want Stafford to win, obviously. Dude, he deserves – what?
Jimmy, go get you.
Ah, scary, dude. We need to get out of here.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.